All eyes are on the IOC. That is your lead story for this morning's Buzzcast. It is Tuesday. It's March 24th. I'm Abe Madcore, hoping today is a good day. Let's start with the news from the Olympic world. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee last night added its voice to the calls to postpone the Tokyo Games, citing an athlete survey that shows a broad consensus among Team USA Olympians and hopefuls against proceeding as planned. Now, the committee did stop short of saying it would abandon the Olympics altogether if the games aren't postponed. Remember, Canada did that on Sunday. Great Britain today could join Canada and Australia in stating it will not send a team to Tokyo this summer. This comes after news yesterday afternoon where influential and very outspoken IOC member Dick Pound said that the Tokyo games were likely to be postponed until 2021, with the details to be worked out in the next few weeks. Other Olympic leaders later pushed back against Pound's comments, but it does seem that the IOC is on the clock and the inevitable is likely to happen. Let's shift to the NBA and NHL, where Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, which of course owns the 76ers and the Devils, becomes the first organization to institute salary reductions. The Sixers and Devils at-will employees, who are making more than $50,000 a year, were informed Monday of temporary salary reductions of up to 20%. They will start on April 15th and run to June 30th. The company announced no layoffs or changes to benefits or 401k plans. In addition to the salary reductions, employees were also asked to move to a four-day work week. 76ers and Devils leadership, including Scott O'Neill, Elton Brand, Chris Heck, and Jake Reynolds, all have agreed to the reduction. So this is going to be the start, I think, of other organizations doing it. And whether you do rollbacks or whether you do layoffs is really the discussion at hand. Over at Endeavor, our Liz Mullen reported in our newsletter last night that that company has suspended equity buyback payments to agents and high-level executives due to the economic uncertainty related to the coronavirus pandemic. The payments were set to be made April 5th, and this was going to be the second opportunity that WME and IMG agents and top-level executives were going to be able to liquidate, but that chance right now is suspended. Let's end on a couple of quick hitters. The New York Post is reporting today that Peyton Manning has reportedly turned down a broadcasting job on ESPN's Monday Night Football, as it seems that Manning does not want to commit to a weekly schedule in the fall. And the U.S. Soccer Federation made a big hire yesterday. Will Wilson will be the Federation's new CEO. That is really the most important day-to-day position at U.S. Soccer. He will replace Dan Flynn, who had left the organization quite a while ago. Now, Will Wilson comes to U.S. Soccer from Wasserman. He was executive vice president and co-head of the football group for the last 8 years. He is the uncle of Andrew Luck, who Wilson signed as Wasserman's first football client. Will Wilson has a great deal of respect. He does have a soccer background. He worked at MLS and some, like I said, very well regarded, very well liked, someone that the U.S. Soccer Federation needs at this time. They have lost a lot of executives. Of course, Carlos Cordero resigned as president just a few weeks ago, but you also had Sunil Gulati leave, Dan Flynn left, and so bringing on someone like Will Wilson will certainly bode well for that organization. And finally, take a look at the Rams' new look. Yesterday, they introduced new colors, updated logo. Of course, they have a big year as they move into the new SoFi Stadium. I looked at it, interested in your thoughts. Email me your thoughts about what you think of the Rams' new logo and look. The look and colors reminded me of another LA-based team, but I'll just leave it at that. But I would love to hear your thoughts. In addition, join us tomorrow. We have our CAA World Congress Comes to You. It's the first of our virtual series we plan on doing. It'll go from 12 to 3 o'clock. We've got some great executives being interviewed. Jimmy Pitaro, Scott O'Neill, Nick Kelly, Tom Glick, among others. We also will have individual breakout rooms. There's the opportunity to network and continue to do business. So go to our website, sign up. I think it's going to be a really unique and very cool interactive virtual conference. So I hope to see you there. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, March 24th. I'm Abe Madcore. Let's have a good day. Thanks.